This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithani hold meeting on contemporary political issues in Balwatar. Government intensifies market monitoring to curb black marketing of cooking gas. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party to launch civic policy and leadership program from mid-August to take civic voices to state's policy making and implementation level. And state of emergency declared in British Columbia as wildfire forces mass evacuations. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP Balendra Shah, and RSP President Ravi Lamithani held a meeting yesterday. The meeting took place at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. According to the party, the two leaders discussed contemporary political issues and the future direction of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The monitoring of cooking gas has been intensified in a view of the black marketing reported by the consumers. The Home Ministry and the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies have collaborated to speed up the market monitoring. Although there is no problem in the import of cooking gas from India, a sudden shortage was created there by panicking consumers. As complaints of black marketing were received regularly, strict inspection in the market was initiated. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Netra Prasad Subedi, however, informed that supply of LP gas was being eased with effective market monitoring. Meanwhile, the recent shortage of LP gas, which has affected various regions including the Kathmandu Valley, is gradually returning to normalcy. Director at the LP Gas Department of Nepal Oil Corporation, Bintamani Upadhyaya, mentioned that while there were some initial disruptions with the redistribution of 14.2 kg cylinders, the situation is now getting better. Similarly, the Nepal LP Gas Industry Association has urged consumers not to hoard unnecessary LPG cylinders as gas imports are increasing significantly. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has introduced a program requiring ministers representing the party to visit its central party office at least once a month. The party will be launching the Civic Policy and Leadership Program from mid-August. The program aims to foster a people-centric, transparent and result-oriented political culture while ensuring that elected political leadership remains accountable to and in regular contact with citizens as per the spirit of democracy. Issuing a press note yesterday, RSP Joint General Secretary Asim Shah said the party would be launching the program, which is expected to serve as a tool to take civic voices to the state's policy making and implementation level. The House of Representatives is scheduled to meet at 1 p.m. today at Singh Darbar with four bills on its agenda. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle will present the Employees Provident Fund 10th Amendment Bill 2083. On behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sovita Gautam will present the Reconciliation Second Amendment Bill 2083, while Youth Labour and Employment Minister Ramzi Yadav will present the Child Labour Prohibition and Regularization Bill 2083. Minister Gautam will also propose discussions on bills concerning the remuneration and service conditions of constitutional officials and the Nepal Special Service Act. Meanwhile, four parliamentary committees will meet today to discuss various legislative and policy matters. President Ramchandra Podel reminded that the country's constitution has ensured rights to all communities by acknowledging unity in diversity. Addressing a program organized by the Indigenous National Teas Commission on the occasion of the 32nd International Day of the World Indigenous People yesterday, the head of state said the unique identity and culture of the indigenous people who have been living here since ancient times remain as Nepal's national pride. The president said it is the government's responsibility to ensure the meaningful participation of indigenous nationalities at the policy and decision-making levels. The Nepal Drugs Limited, which remained largely closed for about a decade, has returned to profitability following increased production and sales. The state-owned company recorded a profit of around Rs. 30 million in fiscal year 2025-26 after suffering a loss of more than Rs. 100 million the previous year. General Manager Kailas Kumar Paneru said the company obtained WHO Good Manufacturing Practice certification last year and is now preparing to bring at least 22 types of medicines to the market within 2 months. The company currently produces 11 types of medicines and aims to produce all 98 types of medicines distributed free by the government within 3 years. President of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee Hari Dhakal has stressed the need for improvement and discipline in the political leadership to promote good governance. Addressing the National Governance Summit organized by the Good Governance Protection Forum in Lalitpur yesterday, he said citizens are the source and strength of governance and that functioning of the government should be centered on the citizens. He reminded that the unwanted dominance of those in positions of power will not establish good governance. The Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has said his party is playing the role of the main opposition by holding the government to account. Addressing the Central Committee meeting that began yesterday at the party's central office, Thapa said that when it comes to national issues where collaboration with the government is required, the main opposition party will be the first to come forward. President Thapa said that the special general convention of the party was held in accordance with the statute of the party. He also said that in order to make the upcoming 15th general convention free and fair, respect for elders will be ensured and equal rights will be granted to all. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Mahendra Rai Majhi, the former broadcaster of Radio Nepal, has died at the age of 49. According to his family source, Rai Majhi, who had been living in Australia with his family for the past 5 years, passed away at his residence at 7 a.m. yesterday. Rai Majhi had served as an English news editor and presenter at Radio Nepal till 2019. Radio Nepal, the public service broadcaster, has expressed deep sorrow over his death and extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A fast-moving wildfire in Western Canada's British Columbia province has prompted a state of emergency and forced thousands of people to evacuate. According to the BBC, the Ball Range wildfire burning near Summerland and Peachland has expanded rapidly amid hot and dry conditions. More than 10,300 hectares had burned by Saturday night, while about 18,000 people had been evacuated from affected areas. Officials say homes and other properties have been destroyed, although the full extent of the damage remains unclear. Firefighters are continuing efforts to contain the blaze with thick smoke and difficult conditions hampering operations. The Canadian federal government has approved assistance to provide shelter and accommodation for displaced residents. International firefighting personnel from Australia, New Zealand and Mexico are also supporting the response. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy across the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan region, while many places in the hilly region are expected to receive light to moderate rainfall. Thunderstorms with light to moderate rain are likely at some places in the Tarai areas of Kosi, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudarpashchim and the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithane hold meeting on contemporary political issues in Balwatar. Government intensifies market monitoring to curb black marketing of cooking gas. Ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party to launch civic policy and leadership program from mid-August to take civic voices to state's policy making and implementation level. And state of emergency declared in British Columbia as wildfire forces mass evacuations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.